I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome back to I'm New Here. I'm your host, Dawn Richardson. And this month, we are being open. We're being honest. We're being transparent enough to see ourselves clearly, but gentle enough to hold space for whatever comes up when we do. Now, last week, we unpacked some of the emotional boxes we've been carrying around. Today, we're going to take it a step further. Today, we're going to talk about the patterns we inherited. Some of the things we struggle with weren't born with us. They were handed to us, folded neatly into our upbringing, woven into the way we were raised, hidden in the stories we grew up hearing, and modeled in the relationships we watched. For a long time, I didn't realize I was walking around with other people's patterns stitched into my behavior. I thought, that's just how I am. I thought certain things were just how it was, but they weren't. They were how I learned to survive. Let me explain. For years, I carried this pattern of being the strong one, the fixer, the one who holds everything together, even when everything inside me was falling apart. And to add insult to injury, I carried the anxiety of being a perfectionist, constantly trying to show up just right so I wouldn't let anybody down. I didn't know that the pressure I put on myself, it wasn't strength. It was fear. Fear of failing. Fear of disappointing people. Fear of not being enough. And then when I look back, I realized none of that was born out of confidence. It was born out of watching the women before me carry the weight of everyone around them. Two of the strongest women I know and admire were my grandmothers, Rose and Bernetta. I grew up in awe of these women. I grew up seeing them as strong, unshakable, the kind of women who could take whatever life handed them and keep on going. But what I didn't understand then was that they weren't living in strength. They were living in survival mode. And survival mode can look a lot like strength when you're young and you don't have the language for what you're witnessing. I didn't recognize until much later and realize their strength was really a constant state of bracing themselves, of holding everything up because there was no one holding them. And without even knowing it, I inherited that same push through it at all cost pattern. It followed me into relationships, into marriage, into motherhood, friendships. I kept over functioning. I kept shrinking myself to keep the peace. I kept holding things together long after they were already broken. Not because I wanted to, but because I learned early that love meant labor. That loyalty was measured in sacrifice. That silence was safer than speaking up. It took me years to recognize that wasn't love. It wasn't peace. It was a pattern. And it didn't belong to me. I'm sharing that because maybe you have a pattern you didn't choose as well. Maybe you inherited a pattern of being hyper-independent because no one ever showed up for you. Maybe you inherited a pattern of tolerating more than you should because you watched the women before you survive on endurance instead of joy. Maybe you inherited a pattern of shutting down your emotions because nobody ever made room for them. Maybe you inherited the pattern of choosing the same type of partner because chaos feels familiar and familiar feels safe. These patterns don't ask for your permission. They just follow you until you finally recognize them. Here's the truth I had to sit with. I could not heal a pattern I was still pretending I didn't have, or still under the impression that it was serving me when really it had been holding me back the whole time. Recognizing it is step one. Naming it is step two. And choosing differently is where the work begins. When I started identifying my inherited patterns, I felt two things at once. Relief and grief. Relief because I finally understood the why behind so many of my choices. Grief because some of those patterns had cost me years. But here's a gentle truth I want you to hold today. You are not responsible for the patterns you inherited, but you are absolutely powerful enough to break them. You get to choose a new way to love. You get to choose a new way to show up, a new way to rest, a new way to speak to yourself. You get to choose a new way to allow yourself to be loved, supported, and honored. And you don't have to wait for the perfect moment. You don't have to wait for somebody to change. You don't have to wait for approval. You can decide that an old pattern ends with you. So, as you move through the week, I want you to ask yourself one simple question. Does this behavior feel like me? Or does it feel like something I inherited? Now, with this question, when you answer, I really need you to trust your instincts and pay attention to how your body feels when you ask that question. Does this behavior feel like me? Or does it feel like I inherited it? Trust your instincts. The moment you can tell the difference, you open the door to a new chapter. A chapter where you choose with clarity instead of conditioning. Where you respond instead of react. Where you create instead of repeat. You deserve that level of freedom. You deserve a life that reflects who you are becoming, not where you came from. So I want to thank you for sharing this space with me once again. If this episode resonated with you, let it sit with you. Let it breathe. Let it reveal something. Let it reveal what you truly feel. Does this behavior feel like me, or does it feel like something I inherited? As always, keep choosing you, and I'll see you next week.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home, thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.